Hello and welcome to Real News. Chaos, confusion, and conspiracies. That is my talking point for this runoff city council election day. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Chaos, confusion, and conspiracies. That's Lori Martin Gregory. Do we really know her? Can we ever trust her? Lori Gregory's words can't be trusted and her beliefs can't be defended. Ocala deserves better, and here's why. She claims to be the hometown candidate, but in the last four decades, she has lived in Ocala for only a couple of years. You can find that on public record, folks. She campaigned for Barack Obama, but says she ran to the Republican Party in 2014. The source is Lori Martin Gregory's Facebook post from September 20th, 2021. Then apparently she ran away from it again a year later. In August of 2016, she posted, "Our country needs a third party candidate this election. Don't let a psychopath steal America." And she was talking about Donald Trump, folks. She also supports insane, outlandish conspiracy theories by Q about 5G and Wi-Fi are causing violent thoughts and aggressive behavior. That's off her Facebook post from 2019. She refuses to serve our community locally through a job or charitable organization. That's by her own Facebook post from 2019, folks. She wants the power to spend your tax dollars as a council member, yet has filed personal bankruptcy many times. The source, LA County Public Records, 2006. She says she supports local small businesses, but she currently has a lien on her home for failure to pay a local contractor. The source is the Marion County Public Records, June 2021. A vote for Lori Gregory? A vote for Lori Martin Gregory is a vote for chaos, confusion, and conspiracies, and Ocala deserves better. Make Ocala great again by voting today for Kristen Dreyer, Ocala City Council, District 4. Thank you.